And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Les Mains Guidées continues at Vermilionville this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Vermilionville artisan Patricia Houth and architect Eddie Kaziu will be offering a workshop on boussillage. For information on availability of seats this evening, you can contact Vermilionville at 233-4077. Tomorrow, author Porter Shreve, who wrote The End of the Book, published by LSU Press, will have a book signing in Baton Rouge at 7 o'clock at Barnes & Noble. The signing is open to the public, and he'll have copies of his book there. For more information, you can call LSU Press or look on their website. Tomorrow evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live will be performed by Peter Story. For more information or tickets, you can contact the ACA or stop by their website. Daryl Bork will be reading on Thursday at the Ernest J. Gaines Center. He is the former poet laureate of Louisiana and does a program on KRVS called From the Poet's Bookshelf. He'll be reading from his newest work entitled If You Abandon Me, Comment Je Vais Faire, an Amadé Ardoin songbook. He explores in the poems the life of Creole musician Amadé Ardoin. For more information, you can contact the Ernest J. Gaines Center. He'll be reading at 3 in the afternoon on Thursday. It's free and open to everyone. Wanderlust Theater Company will open their production of Mice and Men on Friday. It will run through May 18th at Theater 810. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or online through wanderlustmen.eventbrite.com. That's John Steinbeck's The Play Version of Mice and Men, opening Friday at Theater 810. In Lake Charles, the Itinerant Theater presents Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, May 16th through the 24th at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. For tickets, you can contact the Itinerant Theater or the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. The Lauren Riley Elliott Company continues its run of Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley. The play is directed by Cooper Helm. It will be at Cité through the 18th. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. On May 17th, that's Saturday, the Lafayette Community Health Care Clinic will host its third annual free skin cancer screening from 9 a.m. until noon. It's a partnership between the Acadiana Healthy Communities Coalition and the American Academy of Dermatology. The clinic is at 1317 Jefferson Street. It's free and open to all on a first-come, first-served basis with no eligibility requirements. We will be speaking with Dr. Frankie Rolden tomorrow about that free screening. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will present the final concert of its current season with one of their chamber series performances. It will feature pianist Jose Fagali at the ACA this Saturday, the 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are available through the Acadiana Symphony's website or by calling the ASO box office. That's this Saturday, the 17th. And the Acadiana Center for the Arts is conducting its Play It Again refurbishing program for musical instruments. You can drop off band instruments or any other kind of orchestra instruments. They are all needed. They'll be refurbished and put into the hands of band directors and children who need those instruments, children who might not otherwise be able to be in band or orchestra. For more information, you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts or go to their website to find out more about the program. The Silverbacks Improv Theater will be performing on Wednesday, May 21st at Theater 810. Tickets are available now. It is a small venue and you may want to call ahead. You can call Theater 810 at 484-0172. And a new moon review will be at the Blue Moon Saloon on May 24th at 9 p.m. It's actually called a New Moon Reprise, and it will feature quite a number of performances by local musicians, many of whom were on Cheryl Castile's exchange program this afternoon. That will be at 9 o'clock. You can get tickets when you get there. Don't think you can get them ahead of time, but you can call the Blue Moon to find out more. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in and either listen to shows at our website or download them for listening to later on. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears. At 8, Night Train Jazz, hosted by John Green. At 10 o'clock, it's Passport to Modern Jazz, hosted by Djalma Garnier. And at midnight, Jazz Inspired. So an evening of jazz on Tuesdays, primarily locally produced here at KRVS. Please stay with us. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
I'm Heather Cole Mullen. Please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music, Thursday at 8 p.m., right here on KRVS.
No better way to spend your Sunday night than relaxing and moving to 2 hours of some of the finest reggae sounds ever recorded, right here on Jam On. Cecil here with some hard slapping grooves from the classic Studio One era up to today's finest reggae sounds. Jam On, Sundays 9 to 11 p.m. right here on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.